The Will Cain Show podcast is presented by the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every day. What's in your wallet?
This is the Will Cain Podcast on ESPN Radio.
If Major League Baseball players, if NBA players neglect to come back in 2020, will you hold it against them? Will it hurt their long-term business? Will you hold a grudge? Does it break your fandom? The Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and on ESPN News, presented by Progressive Insurance. And you can answer that question, 888-729-3776, on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Coming up in this hour, we're going to draft, finally, our favorite sports movies since 2010. That will be our weekend's homework. We'll come back early next week and vote on our best and worst of our favorite sports movies since 2010. But hanging out with us now on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line is ESPN golf reporter and host of Maddie and the Caddy podcast. It's Michael Collins on the Will Cain Show. All right, Mike, when we left off, you said...
I got to tell you something, though. Baseball's different. Baseball, I say, if baseball doesn't come back, then yes. Because it's for a different reason. Baseball would be, it's all about money when it comes to baseball. It's not about being separated from your family and being quarantined in a quote-unquote bubble for a serious amount of time.
And that's okay, so you just told us you don't think anybody will really hold it against NBA players. They'll still watch, but you think baseball could
lose it. Whatever basketball is being played, yeah, if baseball, because baseball, I think baseball, it's baseball, period. It's not like they're going to go, well, we're going to play baseball with scabs. You know what I mean? Like, and remember, the commissioner can always force them to play 48 games. And then those guys who sit out of that, then it's going to be like, oh, you know what? Like, you get somebody like Mike Trout, and he says, I'm not playing. It could be a problem. I agree. That could be a problem. But the NBA, hey, we're watching.
Let's go through this. Let's go through this one step at a time. So I think that the NBA could suffer for the same reason that baseball does, but maybe not to the same extent. And you're right. Like, if the whole game – at a minimum, they'll play 48 games. If the players decide to strike or sit out those 48 games because they don't like the financial compensation, yeah, you're talking about a real problem for the future of that sport. Now, here's why I believe, Mike. Because it will breed cynicism in the hearts of the fans. Like, what they'll do is when they see this sport is they'll think, these are a bunch of guys. And by the way, it may be the truth, but that's not the point. These are a bunch
of guys
just out here for the money. And it's not, they don't reflect my level of fanaticism and passion to the game. I believe if the NBA players, some of them choose, and Woj is tweeting right now, I believe, that the reasons are varied for players potentially not coming back to play basketball. I'll read it to you really quick. He said, this is Woj right now tweeting, one respected NBA player tells me, once we start playing basketball again, the news will turn from systemic racism to who did what in the game last night. It's a crucial time for us to be able to play and blend that to impact what's going on in our community. So that one reason to keep the focus on Black Lives Matter. He continues, there's no singular conversation driving discussion among players. It isn't just the Black Lives Matter movement. It's coronavirus, bubble limitations, family concerns, risk of injury, and money. And many players are discussing and weighing it all. We've also heard reports about players on teams where they may not be contending for a title, feeling like it's not all worth it. I think that's going to also breed some cynicism among fans about, are these guys as devoted as I am? And I do think it could potentially hurt their long-term growth as a sport. You said, and you pointed to golf and NASCAR and UFC ratings as, oh, people just want it. But I'm talking about, come September, Mike, there's going to be a lot of offerings. College, pro football, NBA, NHL, racing.
We hope there's going to be a lot of offerings. And when it comes to baseball right now, everyone still looks at baseball as millionaires arguing with billionaires.
Mm-hmm.
And for people who aren't millionaires or billionaires, you're looking at that going, you're really going to do this and you're asking me to care about you? Like, and about what you do? Nah, I'm cool with not doing that. Where I think with the NBA, even what Rose just tweeted, there's so many other issues at hand that when the season of the NBA starts, for the players who aren't there and aren't playing, no one is going to be like, well, I didn't watch the game because so-and-so didn't play. I don't see anybody doing that because everyone's still going to be talking about, hey, man, did you see the game? Imagine if he would have played. But no one's going to be like, yeah, well, I didn't watch because so-and-so didn't play. And that's my little protest. Well, good for you. Now you can't
be part of the conversation. No, but it won't be a protest. That's the point, Mike. It won't be a protest. It'll be a lack of interest. So, for example, Pat works on the show. He's a Sixers fan. He's like, well, if Embiid and Simmons don't play, then I'm not going to watch. And why would you? I'm a Mavericks fan. If Luka and KP don't play, I'm not probably going to tune in. It doesn't reflect the team that as it is, you know?
I don't believe that for one second.
You think I'm going to watch Seth Curry try to carry the Mavericks to the second round?
Here's what I think. What I think is it's very easy to say, well, if my two guys don't play, why would I watch? Because it's your team. And because if it was your team, you know what? Those guys didn't play for your team for the last 40 years. So you've watched your team suck before. And I've watched my Sixers suck before without great players. But it's my team.
But you're kind of trading on that. At some point, what you're talking about is you're dedicated to your team. And you're right.
And what I'm also believing, here's what I believe. What I believe is I know at some point those players will come back and play. Just
when?
Like at some point, look, I'm not covering golf tournaments right now. You think I don't want to be in Fort Worth at the Charles Schwab Challenge? Like, you think I didn't fight to go over there and do it? But I work at a place that has decided that my safety is more important than me going there. That they don't want to put me on an airplane. They don't want to put me in a hotel. Like, I'm not going to complain about that because I understand I want to work for a place that cares about my health and safety. And I'm cool. But I still, like, I want to be there and I want to do it. And I think the fans also, like, man, it'd be awesome if you were there talking to the guys and doing. But I think everyone is understanding that we live in a different world right now. This is not normal circumstances. And because it's not normal circumstances, then when sports comes back in the way that we kind of remember it, I mean, it's never going to be. I don't know that it'll ever be like it was. You got to think it's easy for us to say, man, in September, all of these sports are going to be hitting again. Not if there's another big spike. If there's something else, like, we don't know what this coronavirus is going to do. That's one of the things on the PGA Tour that's been a little bit of a problem is that these guys are like, if you're tested and I'm tested, it is business as usual. Like, listen, a negative test does not now give you immunity superpowers, right? Like, you're still staying
at a hotel. We just don't know anything.
This is what I'm saying. We don't know a lot of, like, in September when we get back, let's get through June. And then we'll work on July. And then we'll see about August. And so all of these things have been so fluid and so fast moving that it's because of what we're used to, it's easy to look for September, be like, college football and NFL is coming back. Can't wait. But, you know, 3 weeks from now, we could be like, unfortunately, we're going to need everybody to stay at home for another month. You know? So I think right now, looking at the NBA, it's like, you know what? The guys who want to go and be inside that bubble and play, the fans are like, cool, we're in.
I think that the fans might not be as understanding as you're granting them. And I think it's for a couple of reasons. One, there's a lot of people out there in this world right now that are not only going to work on a daily basis, meaning getting out of their house and doing their jobs, but if not sitting at home and doing their job. So when this is what I think was going to happen, Mike. Now, I think they're going to say, I'm doing my job, but millionaires can't do their job to do their job. So they can't show up to do their job.
But
more importantly
than that.
But is
their job considered
essential? Hold on.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But more importantly than that, that thing that you talked about, that level of devotion that I have, that you have for our team, you're trading on it. And you're really starting to stretch it. And you're asking it to be an unbreakable bond. And I do believe it's a very strong bond. I think it lasts 40 years of sucking, as you said. And it lasts before good players arrive. But I don't know that it's going to survive the idea that your good players won't play when you're going to work. I disagree with what you said earlier that everybody lies. I think a lot of people lie. I think a lot of people lie. But I don't think everybody lies. And I think ratings can go down. And I think they have, by the way.
I think that we are seeing proof positive of fans wanting to see things live on television, live sports. And I think the numbers are proving that.
Mm-hmm.
The numbers are proving that fans want to see live sports. And you said one thing right there that sends up a flag. And you said the star players. So what you're also then.
It'd be key. That would be key. Yeah.
But this is what.
Nobody's going to care.
Here's what I'm failing to understand. Yeah. So what you're saying is only the guys that you like have to play.
Of
and
course.
If it's guys that aren't the stars, you're like, meh, if they sit out, it's fine.
100%.
Well, that's where I think. So you talk about like the people that do have to go back to work.
That's the power of entertainment. The stars carry the weight and they get the pay.
That is, yes, that is very true. But we are in different times right now. And in different times, what we're looking for is entertainment. We're looking to be taken away from our everyday. My wife still gets up.
Are you watching Korean baseball?
She has to go every day. Yes.
Get out of here, Mike. You're waking up in the morning watching Korean baseball?
Yes. So I get up in the morning and to see my wife off to work on most mornings, and we'll have coffee together, and I'll be watching ESPN and watching the Korean baseball until Get Up comes on. I do, and I enjoy it.
That's because you're waiting for Get Up to come on.
No, it's because that's the live sports is on. Look, I you think I was ever into Bundesliga soccer? But I watch it now. You know why? Because it's what's on. And because I know in watching that game without fans, a couple of things. One, I'm going to hear, because there are no fans there, I'm going to hear stuff that takes me where I normally can't go. And isn't that what our job in sports media is supposed to be too? Take me as a fan where I can't normally go. And so I get to see things and hear things that I would never normally hear, which I really like. And because I know it's live sports and I could turn it on and go, huh, all right, I like team wearing that uniform. They got a cool logo, and I like that dude. He kind of looks like cool.
What I would suggest is if the NBA playoff ratings reflect those of the Korean baseball ratings, everyone's going to be very, very sad.
Yeah, but you're talking about turning on live baseball at 7 o'clock in the morning compared to watching an 8 p.m. thing after you've been at work for the day or have been working from home from the day. It's not even close to a fair comparison.
I think you'll take a hit. I think it could be a long-term hit. If the key here is if the sum of the stars do not play for your team. That's correct. Michael Collins, ESPN's golf reporter and host of Maddie and the Caddy podcast, going to hang out with us here. Let's talk about a few other things going a few other things going on in the world right now. Mike's going to hang out. Let's have a good conversation coming up on the Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Is your money not sure what to do with itself right now? At Ally, they'll help it save for the future with their smart savings tools. Bucket your money for the things that matter most. Analyze your spending and save automatically. All on top of a competitive rate. For all things money, you deserve an Ally. Visit ally.com/savings for more info. Ally, do it right. Ally Bank, member FDIC.
Though we're apart these days, we're sharing more. So at Geico, we'd like to say thanks. Thanks for sharing your savage dance moves. Thanks for sharing your DIY haircut fails. Thanks for sharing your inner lip sync star. Now, it's our turn to share with the Geico Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers. Because we're committed for the long haul, the 15% credit lasts your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for more info and eligibility.
This is Will Cain.
Look, one of two things is true. Either I'm a moron surrounded by geniuses, or I'm a genius surrounded by morons.
This is the Will Cain Show.
It is the Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we vote on our favorite sports movie since 2010. We're still hanging out with ESPN's golf reporter and host of Maddie and the Caddy podcast, Michael Collins, here on the Will Cain Show. Mike, there hasn't been any really good golf movies off the top of my head since 2010. Now listen, golf movies are some of the best sports movies, be it Caddyshack or Tin Cup, but I can't think since 2010.
Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore, but they're all, what's like in the last decade?
But
what's
then the worst sports movie too is Caddyshack 2.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
But that you can't live up, and that's the other problem though.
Yeah, so, I can't believe I just went, I kept thinking about the lead coming into our segment here where you said I can't tell if I'm a genius surrounded by morons or if I'm a moron surrounded by geniuses. And yes. I'm like, the answer to that question for both of us is yes. Yes.
You know,
there are days when it's yes, both. And so, yeah.
You know, the world thinks it's the first. Everybody in the world thinks it's the first.
Yeah, I'm a moron surrounded by geniuses.
No. Everybody thinks they're a genius surrounded by morons. I give you social media. Just go find out.
True that. That means if you feel that way, get off Twitter. You just don't, everybody. You're on Twitter
it would be
way
empty. Those Twitter streets would be empty if they
it's
followed
true.
Your orders.
It's know. Very true. I think probably the best golf movie out there is a Randy Quaid movie. It was written by Dan Jenkins, and I'm going.
In the last 10 years?
No, man. This is a movie that's not even on DVD.
What, I know Dan
it's
Jenkins' books. Dead Solid Perfect.
Yes, that's it. Dead Solid Perfect.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. It was, and they turned that book into a movie.
I never saw that movie, yeah.
Oh, it's phenomenal. Randy Quaid. I mean, it is what mini tour golf was like back in the day. It's a very, very close to real description. But you can't even get that movie on DVD. That's how old it is. So golf movies in the last 10 years, nah. There's no. None of them that just
hey, Mike,
you go,
I want to talk to you
home.
About what's going on in golf, and I want to talk to you about what's going on in the world. And we just had a commercial break conversation. But can I just ask you a quick question that just popped into my head?
Yeah.
Have you read Dan Jenkins' books?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah, he gave me one too. Of the biggest compliments I've ever had in my career. As he was getting older, probably the last 5 years that I knew him, every time he would see me, he was like, "You're the guy who I get my news from when I'm home."
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah,
because he's a legend. He's a legend in sports writing and in golf. But you know what occurs to me, Mike? Like, if you go back and read his books, look, there's a lot of racism in his books, and you can ask.
Yes,
a lot. You can ask if it's in, you know, if it's, what's the word? If it's hyperbole for the joke. Do you know what I'm saying? Or what?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
But look at the sport we come from. This is the caveat that I try and let people know that a lot of people didn't know, but it was literally written into the bylaws that the blacks weren't allowed on the tour.
Right.
I mean, what other sports have it written down? You know, I mean, most sports, it was just like, hey, it's a little gentleman's agreement between people. Hey, we're not going to have any, you know, black.
But you know what I was thinking is, do you think Dan Jenkins, like, I mean, look, I want.
Do
I'm
I
here,
feel like back in
hold
the
on,
day,
real quick. Okay. I'm here for every bit of the conversation, Mike, and I have been for weeks. Like, I'm here for, let's talk about how to solve some police brutality. Let's talk about the existence of racism, not just in policing, but in society at large. I'm not, doesn't mean I agree every step of the way with everything that's being said, but I'm also here for the cancellations that are going on right now that I really wonder, A, if they're healthy, and B, if they are productive. And it just, as you brought up Dan Jenkins, it made me think, like, I don't think Dan Jenkins survives a cancellation, you know?
I would agree. I would probably agree with that. But
should we? I mean,
should we say that he should?
Like, survive? Like that's an example of, like, do we go back and say Dan Jenkins is defined by this, or I don't know. I mean, like,
here's part of the thing. It's if we try to erase or deny the history, does that one mean it didn't take place? And then two, 100 years from now, the most famous saying about history is, if we don't remember history, we are doomed to repeat it.
Mm-hmm.
So in trying to erase those things and make them like they never happened, then it is very easy in generations that follow us to forget that those things happened.
And I don't think that's an argument, by the way. I'm not trying to back you or anybody into a logical argument. I just spent the show yesterday saying it's good what NASCAR did with the Confederate flag. That's good.
Yeah, yes.
But I look and I'm like, well, like I hear people saying, what about Washington and Jefferson? They held slaves. And I just say, you know, at some point we're going to have to realize that people in the past, guess what? Almost, I mean, not everybody, but they did some really bad stuff everywhere in every society. And by the way, you know what? We are too. Like 100 years from now, they're going to look back at us, and we don't even know what they're going to say. Can you believe how immoral
Correct.
Those people were?
Yes. They're going to look back at us and say, how could that society blank?
Right.
Like there's something that we're doing now that they're going to look back 100 years from now and go, how stupid was that society back then that they blank? Whatever that blank is, you know, that's for 100 years from now. You know, it's – I look at – things that are happening now and think to myself, okay, what can we do to change from this moment forward? And by talking about things like, well, you know, Washington and Jefferson and those guys back, how does that help us move forward today? Because if you're stuck looking back at that and thinking to yourself, well, I can't become better tomorrow if that statue's there.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the statue's thing. I don't, you know, and trust me when I tell you, man, I struggle with this too. I'll tell you right now, like, one of the things that I've been saying is, I'm not going to say anymore that, man, I know a lot of good cops. You know what that sounds like to me nowadays? To me, that sounds like when white people go, I got black friends. Here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say, I know a lot of really good men and women that put the uniform on every single day. Because yeah. I do. I know a lot of good men and women that put the uniform on every day. Guess what? Every station, every precinct has bad cops. And every cop in that precinct knows who those bad cops are. And if you don't say something or do something to stop those bad cops, then you're not a good cop. It doesn't mean you're a bad person. Doesn't mean you have a bad heart. But I'm not going to, in good conscience, be like, I know a lot of good cops out there. I can't do that.
You know, I'm pushing up against the commercial break already. Michael Collins here on the Will Cain Show. I wanted to give you some time because we were talking about during the commercial break how maybe how apropos it is. Here golf comes back, and who's the top of the leaderboard at the
Harold
Colonial
Varner
in Fort Worth
III.
Right now?
Yeah, man, if karma, if you believe in karma, then karma is touching the Charles Schwab Challenge down in Fort Worth. As Harold Varner III, one of the five African-Americans on the PGA Tour, right now has a one-shot lead over Jordan Spieth. Going into the weekend. And so, I mean, there's a lot of big names chasing him, but he's also been one of the great outspoken guys on the PGA Tour about the conversations that are now being had. And his voice is important, and he's saying some really good things. And mm-hmm. I would invite everyone to go on Twitter and read what he put on Twitter. And there's a video that he and the commissioner put out. And I don't necessarily agree with everything that he and the commissioner said and talked about. And he and I have had great conversations as well. But I'm not going to lie and tell people I ain't rooting for him, because I am. And I think if he found a way to win this week, man. I might ugly cry. I'm not gonna lie. I might ugly cry.
I want to tell the audience a couple of conversations that Mike and I've had during two or three commercial breaks right here. First of all, we laughed about the fact that Lady Antebellum trying to change its name to keep up with cancel culture. Have you heard this story, folks? Right now on Rolling Stone, Lady Antebellum changed their name to Lady A. Little did they know, I guess, that for 20 years there's been a black blues singer named Lady A. So
oops,
the name was
again.
Taken. The name was taken. Why don't you just stick with Lady Antebellum and realize it's not reflecting poorly on anyone, not you. You are
you know
who
what?
You are.
Take the hit. Just take the hit. You're Lady Antebellum, and you were too stupid to have anybody go, hey, anybody look that up just to make sure we're good? You're either that stupid, or else you went, eh, we're singing kind of country rock anyway. Let's go with it. Like, you take the hit one way or the other. Dumb.
And in the other conversation, and I'm really pushing my time, Mike, and we should maybe talk again. I've got a couple more weeks left here at ESPN. But, you know, you're a black man that covers, as you said, a historically overwhelmingly white sport. You have a lot of these conversations, which I think are important, between black people and white people about what we experience in this world. And you and I haven't had that in full. But you're telling me about your experience, your personal experience, and trying to talk to other guys you work with about that. And convince them that this reality exists. I want you to know, I do a lot of reading. You know, I talk about it on the Will Cain Show. I talk about the statistics when it comes to unarmed people being killed by cops. I also know what it is at the lower levels. I know about the Harvard studies that come out about whether or not there's racial disparities and even, in fact, racism when it comes to what you described yourself being cuffed, stuffed, gun pulled at lower levels. We do know there are disparities at those levels. And the experiences that I want you to know that I understand those are real. And we still need to work through a lot of the conversations, but we didn't get to do that on air today. But I'm here for it, man.
But you know what? That's what's important, is knowing that at some time we can have those conversations. And the most important thing is that they're judgment free from both you and from me. I'm not going to judge you for any questions you want to ask me, because I know where those questions are coming from in your heart. And I would expect you to do the same thing for me. And I think that's the hardest part. The hardest part is on both sides, that we say we need to have these open and honest conversations, but those conversations have to be judgment free.
Right.
And it's going to
be
hard.
Maybe you and I do
it's
a long form pod together. Maybe
yeah,
we do
man.
An hour talk.
Anytime
do
you
that.
Want to. Anytime All right, you bud. Want to, I'm in.
All right, I appreciate it, Mike. That's Michael Collins, ESPN's golf reporter, and his podcast, Maddie and the Caddy, here on ESPN. Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it. Short segment coming up. We draft our favorite sports movies coming up on The Will Cain Show.
It's not Will Cain that is smooth. It's Mama Cain.
Got a beautiful mother. He really, really does. I flirt with Mama. I'm just saying she's gorgeous. I'm just telling it like it is.
Don't worry. More Will Cain is coming up.
Is your money not sure what to do with itself right now? At Ally, they'll help it save for the future with their smart savings tools. Bucket your money for the things that matter most. Analyze your spending and save automatically. All on top of a competitive rate. For all things money, you deserve an Ally. Visit ally.com/savings for more info. Ally, do it right. Ally Bank, member FDIC.
Let's draft our favorite sports movies since 2010. It's The Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Since 2010, that's the key, folks. Best sports movies. The big board's been filled up today, and there's some good ones out there. Ford versus Ferrari, The Fighter, Moneyball, Warrior, Creed, Draft Day, Goon, Chasing Mavericks, and many more. How will the draft go? What will we be watching this weekend? Let's find out. I got first place last week, so I'm drafting last. I don't even remember who lost. Probably Pat. It usually is Pat. Did he lose last time? What's our draft order, guys?
Yes, I'm
it's
first.
Pat, Bubba, me, Nuno, you.
Okay. All right. I think there's going to be one left for me. I definitely do, based on the way you guys draft. All right. Pat, go ahead and take Tooth Fairy with your first pick.
I'm so tempted to take either Tooth Fairy or Fighting With My Family, starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson, the greatest actor of all time. But I'll stay on brand, and I will go with a Rocky movie and go with Creed.
Oh, is it really your favorite, Pat, or are you trying to win?
It is genuinely, it's my second favorite Rocky movie.
All right, Creed, it is.
Second to what, Rocky V?
I don't know, that movie doesn't exist.
Rocky Balboa?
Doesn't exist.
That's Rocky's hit.
Okay, mark it down. Pat has drafted Creed with the first overall pick of best sports movie since 2010. Okay.
Anybody else rattled that Pat picked a good movie?
I know. It's of all the weeks we've done this. The truth is, he picked a good movie on war movies. We just didn't realize it. That old movie was good. Where Eagles Fly?
Where Eagles
Fly. Right? Oh, it was
Where Eagles was There.
And you didn't even finish the movie.
Me?
Yeah.
I didn't? Oh, yeah, I didn't.
No.
But, yeah, tell us how great of a job Pat did.
Well, okay, look, it was
You don't know the movie, you didn't finish it, but great.
Thanks, Will.
You know what? We should vote on what the best Pat movie nomination was. Let's do that next week. Like, just
let's not celebrate them.
Let's look back on all of Pat's nominations and decide which of them was the least terrible. Let's do
probably
that.
Probably Fast and Furious 5.
Definitely not that. All right, who's next, Bubba or Nuno? I can't
Me.
Bubba.
Yep. Yeah, I was actually fairly confident he was going to take Creed, which is what I wanted, because I do not have many options in this category except for one, which is the only one I wanted. As we were talking last week, probably my favorite actor, Christian Bale, leads to The Fighter. Done.
It's a good one. It's a real good one, Bubba.
So it's to me then?
Yep.
I think you know
what you're going to do, and I don't like
it. Let's just go ahead. We'll just end it right here. I'm just going to go ahead and take The Warrior.
Damn it.
Warrior.
That's the one I wanted. That's the one I wanted.
I genuinely haven't seen it.
Me
I
neither.
Have no idea what it's even about.
You're going to like it. Mike good, just might have won. Warrior,
I might
probably going to win.
Since I'm going to lose, so I think I might just go with Tooth Fairy. I'm kidding. I'm
Please
kidding.
Don't. Please
I,
don't.
I would
Money
not Ball's do that.
Still there. Don't. Draft Day. There's some movies.
Yeah, there is. Draft Day.
Moneyball. Ford versus Ferrari.
You're going to take Draft Day, aren't you?
No, I'm going to take See, the problem is I didn't watch Ford versus Ferrari, so I don't want to do that. You know, that would just be
Secretariat.
That would just be wrong.
Chasing Mavericks.
Hello?
Did Secretariat come out after 2010?
It did come out after 2010, but I didn't know.
Hello.
Remember the Titans.
It's a little too old.
You know, you're the one telling the callers.
Kidding.
It has to be
I'm
after
kidding. Jeez.
You were kidding.
It's not on my list right here. I will go with the fourth pick, Moneyball.
You got it. You got to. This is good. This is going to be a tight race. Okay. I mean, this, as is the case when you're like the Patriots and you're always winning and drafting at the back end, it's going to be tough. Do I go Soul Surfer? I don't know. Good little Shark Attack movie would be nice. How many of you guys have seen Ford? Have you seen Ford versus Ferrari? Any of you guys?
No.
Anyone? No one. Okay. Well, you know, I liked it a lot. I talked about it on the show. I think I'm going to take it. I'm going to make you guys watch Ford versus Ferrari.
I'm glad you are. I'm looking forward to watching.
Yeah,
you want to
see actually. Yeah, I do too.
All right. Pat, there's a couple articles you might want to read out there beforehand. It got some heat, and I want to just prepare you ahead of time. There's a lot of patriarchy in it, you know, a lot of like, you know, men doing men things, you know, masculinity. I don't know. It's probably been canceled now. There was some canceled articles. So I just want – consider this your viewer discretion is advised, Pat.
Well, if there's someone I want to take masculinity advice, it's certainly from you.
That's right. All right, that's a pretty good draft. It is. Pat with Creed, Mike A. with Warrior, Nuno with Moneyball, Bubba with The Fighter, and Will with Ford versus Ferrari. That's your sports movies since 2010 this weekend. I'm glad you drafted. I think Mike A. is going to win. I think that's what's going to happen.
Wow.
You know people will just vote
against him. I don't
know
who's
going to
get last. It could be me.
No, it's going to be
I already voted yours last. I already voted Ford versus Ferrari last.
You're for sure. I mean, and then you're going to get your job at Jezebel and it's all going to be good.
I don't even know what that means.
It's perfect. That's what it means. All right, there you go. The Will Cain Show's weekend preview is brought to you by Geico. Learn more at Geico's 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies at geico.com/giveback. Pete Carroll says he regrets not signing Colin Kaepernick. It's a load of bull, and he still could sign Colin Kaepernick. It's coming up on the Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance, with insurance for cars, homes, boats, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com.
The Will Cain Show.
Will Cain was on this show.
He went head-to-head with Aaron Rodgers.
Excuse me. I did not ask you to interrupt me. I was getting to your point.
Don't worry. More Will Cain is coming up.
Napa Know How.
Get all the quality parts you need at your locally owned Napa. Because right now, when you order from Napa online, you can pick up curbside at your local store in just 30 minutes. Or get your order delivered direct to your door with free one-day shipping on over 160,000 quality parts when you spend $50 or more. Quality parts delivered quickly and safely. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating stores, standard ground shipping and exclusions apply.
This is the Will Cain Show.
Can we talk about the fact that you're like, oh, I have no issue with all the success Boston has had? Have you met some of the people that work in this department or work around here, ooh, like that are Boston fans?
What are you saying? You're saying
they're
that all the success is not going to wear well?
They're not very nice people when it comes to like how much they enjoy the success of their team. And I can't wait for the Patriots when Tom retires and Belichick is coaching the Giants. Oh, boy, that team is going to, yeah, take that, Louise, Kevin Winter, all you guys around
here. He's got names.
It's so ironic.
You said not very nice people.
Oh, boy.
This is the Will Cain Show.
Pete Carroll, Seattle Seahawks head coach, is absolutely full of it. But then so is everybody else in the world, so he's got good company. It's the Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio. Listening to that rejoin, it reminded me for a moment of some of the messages I've been getting over the last week or so since it's been announced that the Will Cain Show will end on ESPN Radio at the end of June. And I will be moving on from ESPN for some exciting opportunities in my career that I'll be sharing with you over the next couple of weeks. Since we announced that, I've been really flattered and humbled by the messages I've gotten on Instagram, on Twitter, on email about what this show has meant to many people. I truly and sincerely appreciate it. And I was telling the guys today that most of the messages suggest this show and what appeals to them breaks down into three categories. One of them is probably fairly obvious, and that is we talk sports. And for better or worse, not many shows left in sports media actually talk sports. I can tell you why. It's because not a lot of people in sports media actually like sports. But we like sports, and we talk sports. Number two, it's because I have a point of view that's different than everything else you get. And whether or not you agree or disagree, people do, I believe, in the end, want viewpoint and intellectual diversity. They do want to hear from people that have a different viewpoint and are willing to engage with others that disagree. But number three is the idea that the five of us here on the show actually like each other. I got a message that somebody hopes I take Nuno, Bubba, Pat, Mike A. with me wherever I'm going next. They said the show reminds them, the show reminds them of hanging out with their friends. Somebody said, I never know if you guys are going to get in a fight or break out in laughter, and that tension is always fun. And it feels like you're going to fight at any minute but then have a drink afterward. I hope it's sincere. I'm here to tell you it is sincere. Some of the commercial break conversations have been incredibly tense. Incredibly tense. Like, but never I'm walking off the show. Never. I mean, maybe not.
I mean, I wasn't going to walk off the show. I mean, you told me I could, the biggest one we ever had, and you told me I can go find another show to work on.
You hold on to that to this day. You really think I was telling you to leave?
No, you really weren't. No, you weren't. But like that was extremely ugly that day. I know why. I know exactly why. Because there is something like, listen, when you work with someone, you get to know someone on a personal level and everything else, because that's what this is, you know, obviously become. It's that you know what the buttons that you're going to end up, you can push that's going
so you
to
did
get.
It on purpose.
No,
so you
I didn't
did it
on do purpose. It on purpose, but like, it's certain people are a proxy for how other people think, and that just ends up triggering you.
All right. And lately that's been Pat. Pat's been triggering me during commercial breaks. But that's fine, because it's true, as the listener – I mean, 5 minutes pass and we're fine. 5 minutes. I mean, don't get me wrong. When I'm gone, it'll probably be Pat leaking to the media a bunch of ugly false stories about me. But that still being said, 5 minutes later, we're fine. We are fine. It's all true, and it is all sincere. We do like hanging out with each other. So I'll miss that as much as I miss the listeners as well. Hey, this weekend, Jordan Spieth, Harold Varner III. I think they're going to be in the zone. Get in the zone this weekend. Get in the zone is brought to you by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Pete Carroll, Seattle Seahawks head coach, to reporters yesterday, said he really regrets that the Seahawks didn't sign Kaepernick back when he was available a few years ago. Here's what Pete Carroll had to say.
The reason it wasn't the right fit is because they held him in such high regard. I didn't see him as a backup quarterback, and I didn't want to put him in that situation with Russ, and I just didn't feel like it would fit right. So that's the way I felt about it. I just wish it would happen, and I wish we would have been a part of it when the time was available then. You know, we're kind of set up right now, so it's football-wise, it doesn't seem to fit us. But like I said, but there's a lot of time here. We'll see what happens.
All right. That is nonsense on stilts. That is horse manure piled 2 foot high on your table. You don't have to eat it, but Pete Carroll's asking you to pick up your spoon nicely. That is nonsense. Crap. It was when it was suggested as the reason the Seahawks didn't hire Colin Kaepernick a couple years ago. I'm sorry, in the world of professional sports, you don't fail to hire people because they're too good. Just, honestly, it's never happened. So don't pretend like the idea that Colin Kaepernick was actually a starter, so we shouldn't sign him as a backup, was a legitimate reason for the Seahawks not to hire Colin Kaepernick. There may have been other reasons. Maybe ownership had said it's not going to be good for business. Maybe. Who knows? But it wasn't in any way or ever was because he was too good. And the reason I bring that up again today is because Pete Carroll's saying it again, and he's saying he would have fit in really nicely. And once again, Pete Carroll is offering us up a all-you-can-eat buffet of manure because Colin Kaepernick is still a free agent. He's still theoretically somebody that fits into your system in all the ways you said just yesterday on the press conference. And if you don't want to sign Colin Kaepernick, that's fine. I understand. I understand the business reasons. I understand everything that's happened over the last couple of years. But just don't pee on our shoulders and tell us it's raining. Just don't tell us lies. You might as well look at people in the eye and say, I think you're dumb as dirt. Because you may not be saying it in those words, but you're saying it. But don't get me wrong, everybody in the world's full of the same crap right now. Everybody's pretending, but not acting virtuously. It's a world of performative art. It's the Will Cain Show. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to the Will Cain Podcast. You can listen to The Will Cain Show live weekdays at 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. The Will Cain Podcast.